Welcome everyone to the fourth episode of A Gap in the World. I'm your host, Casey Williams. You already know what to do. Following my last episode, during which we discussed 401ks, retirement plans, I figured that it would make the most sense to come back and talk more about retirement, like I said I would, and in a kind of a just to finish out the topic, so you can expect this episode to not be as long as my past few episodes, but still cover enough ground, enough information on that topic. So yeah, we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about retirement, the financial aspects of that concept, some tax withholdings, Social Security tax, investments, a little bit, that kind of stuff. So with that being said, thank you for joining me today, and let's get rolling. Now, today is going to be a little bit, for me, a little bit more freeform, because I want to, during this episode, kind of walk you through using the tax withholding estimator, and I'm just going to kind of select some random choices when I'm doing that estimator to kind of build a profile for a fictional character. So I'm not going to do based off me, because I know my tax withholdings, or at least a little bit about him, because, you know, I actually work. So, and you know what, me saying it like that kind of sounded like I was jabbing at somebody, which is not true. Basically, what I'm trying to say is I'm going to create a fictional profile of somebody. So I'm learning something new, so you're learning something new. Because like I said, I know for the most part what my tax withholdings are like. So for me to just answer every question as if it were me is not going to do me much justice in learning some more about how it works for different groups of people, if that makes sense. So, like, for example, whenever we go through that, I might say that this person is married. I'm not married, so, you know, of course, the tax withholding is going to be different for a married person than a person in my position. But we'll get to that when we get to the tax withholding estimator. First, I would like to discuss what is tax withholding, because y'all probably listen like, how you going to talk about tax withholdings, and we don't even know what tax withholdings are. Or maybe you do, but you just kind of want to start from the beginning, so that's what we're going to do. So, well, actually, first, let me rewind. Now, I'm getting a lot of this information, pretty much all of the information, from the IRS, the Internal Revenue System's website. So, you know that this is legit, right? Okay, this is the real deal. This is accurate. You can trust this. So, what is tax withholding? According to the IRS, if you're an employee, your employer will probably withhold income tax for your paycheck and pay it to the IRS in your name. So, for example, on my paychecks, I have three different kinds of taxes. I have my tax withholding, I have my Social Security, and my Medicare. Social Security and Medicare, they come back to you after you retire. That's basically just a way of involuntarily saving money. But you will get that money back when you retire. Tax withholding, like I said, your employers take it out of your paycheck and pay it to the IRS in your name, so you don't have to do that separately. But the thing about this is that it makes you qualify for tax returns, which we will mention here in a moment. And sorry if there was some feedback noise in the mic or something. I was adjusting something on my desk, so there might have been a little extra static or whatnot. But yeah, so that's one benefit, that you get to qualify for tax return opportunities and get some of this money back, right? Not all people are going to pay their taxes through withholding. So what that means is either they might not pay any of their taxes through withholding, so they do it another way, or they pay like half through withholding and another half through what is called an estimated tax. And this is normally how people who are self-employed will pay their taxes. So the taxes that they already have to pay the government for other entities and other, like, for example, if you are a self-employed, let's say, business owner, right? You sell some sort of product in a building. Whenever you pay taxes on the on your building or whatnot, then you'll also, like, some of that money will be part of your tax withholdings. And then the other half you'll just have to pay through what's called an estimated tax, if that makes any sense. But it's going to be different if, say, like, you work out of your house, you make all your products from your home, and then you kind of ship them online And if you make a livable wage off of doing that, then congratulations to you for being able to work out of the comfort of your own home all day, every day, doing what you love. So yeah, it whenever you're self-employed, the tax withholding is kind of different because, I mean, I guess technically you could just not take the withholding money out your account and pay it to the IRS. Like with employers, they have to withhold certain, take so much tax out of your paycheck every so often and pay it to the IRS. 'Cause like I don't have a withholding tax on each and every one of my paychecks. At least not as far as I'm concerned, because I'm pretty sure last time I looked at it, I know I had a withholding tax on like one paycheck, but on another paycheck, I didn't see that. All I saw was like my Social Security and Medicare for that individual paycheck. So I might be mistaken. I might have missed seeing something, but I'm pretty sure you only pay those withholding taxes if you are employed by somebody else. I'm pretty sure you only pay those taxes like every so often. So, like I said, I might be wrong. And I will honestly, I can check that in a minute after we go on our first break, and I'll just come back and verify that. So let's talk about checking our I'm just gonna pull up my paycheck right now and see about that withholding thing, because it's not gonna take me long. So, when I got paid last week, yep, they took out a withholding tax. And the week before last, they did take out a withholding tax. So maybe it is every paycheck. Of course, the withholding tax, all of your taxes will be dependent on how much you work, or at least for me, because I'm part-time. So how much you work, how much you make that week, it's I don't even know the word. It's a percentage of how much you work, basically. Okay, but 3 weeks ago, I didn't have a withholding tax taken out my paycheck. So yeah, 3 weeks ago I didn't have one. 4 weeks ago, I didn't have one. So yeah, it might be every so often, because the week or last week and the week before last, I did, and then 2 weeks prior to that, I didn't. So it just depends. I'll probably look into that more, but as far as I'm concerned, I have more money in my account that way. But hey, I should probably do some more research into that, make sure I'm not getting ripped off, right? So, back to what I was saying about checking withholding. So, what you want to do, which is something that I obviously have not been doing, is you want to check your withholdings, right? So, the thing with that is you need to make sure that your employer is taking out the correct amount, and so the way you would know that is by doing the tax withholding estimator, which we are about to do here in a moment. So you want to do that, figure out how much should be taken out every so often, whenever you do have pay withholding tax on your paycheck. And then, like, so say your estimator is higher than what's actually being taken out, then that means there's a possibility that your withholdings are too low, I guess you could say. And so what that can lead to a tax bill or a penalty, and you'd not want tax bills and penalties, because in the end you'd be paying more money kind of because of a mistake made by your employer. But then again, so say your withholding estimates that you'd be paying less taxes than what you are paying, then that means that you won't have use of this withholding money until you receive that tax refund, which we will talk about in a minute as well. So yeah, tax refunds definitely play hand in hand with tax withholdings, that kind of thing, because that's done at the end of the year, based on your withholding, or not your withholding status, but your basically your life status. 'Cause like you want to check your withholdings early in the year, so at the or you want to check it kind of at the beginning of the year, the end of the year, especially when you're about to file your tax returns, and maybe even in the middle of the year, just to kind of make sure that nothing has changed. If there is a changing tax law, then you definitely want to check your withholdings, see how it will affect you or may not affect you. And if you have life changes, so like if you get married, then your tax withholding is going to change. If you get divorced, your tax withholding is going to change. If you have a child, adopted child, it's going to change. Purchase a home, if you retire, if you file for bankruptcy, that kind of things, your withholding will change. Wage income. So if somebody, or if you or your spouse start or stop working or get a second job. So for example, like say you and your spouse both have a job, COVID pandemic hits, your wife loses a job, are your tax withholding is going to change? A couple months later, you get a second job, your tax withholding is going to change again. Another month later, your wife finds another job, tax withholding changes again. Then you quit the second job, tax withholding changes again. So every time you want to definitely check your tax withholdings every time you get a new job or you lose a job. Because there was a point in time where I worked two jobs. I didn't like it. That's besides the point. But like whenever you're filling out your W-4s and those withholding forms, they're gonna ask you if you have multiple jobs. And if you do, then I mean legally, yes, you have multiple jobs, we'll say that. And then what they do is they take out money from each paycheck appropriately, right? So you definitely want to make sure that you're telling the truth on all your forms, because if they find out you're lying, then you could end up paying more money than what you were trying to avoid. So let me see. Yeah, we just went through income adjustments. The last thing about checking your withholding, so say you have deductions or tax credits, so like medical expenses, gifts to charity, education, child tax, earned income credit, those kind of things. You want to check your really you want to check your withholding whenever anything economically in your life changes. So if you know you're making a big purchase, or you're adding a dependent, you're getting married, so something that you that will change your life and could affect you economically, you want to make sure you can check your withholdings, right? And honestly, that's pretty much about anything. Now, I'm not saying that you need to check your withholdings every single time you go to the grocery store, all right? Because that would be for the average person about once a week, right? No, what I'm saying is like bigger purchases, those big things that could drastically change your economic situation long term, right? Like for example, a spouse would change it long term or short term. If you're married for like 2 months, it didn't work out. Hey, it is what it is. Sometimes you gotta swim around the waters a little bit before you find out you don't like it, right? But yeah, that's that. You kind of get what I'm saying. There's no need for me to keep on going off on this. Moving on to the tax withholding estimator. Now I'm doing the estimator through the IRS. It probably is the only one available, or this probably isn't, excuse me, the only one available, but it's the one I'm going to use for today's purposes. It's probably most likely the most reliable. So what it says right here, before you begin, gather the most recent pay statements for yourself, and if you are married, for your spouse also. Gather information for other sources of income you may have, and have your most recent income tax return handy. Recent, yeah. Okay. So the like it says, the tax withholding estimator's results will only be as accurate as the information you enter. So right now you can check your tax withholdings for 2021. So, and then if you're starting or have started a new job in 2021, follow the steps below. So when the estimator asks you, do you expect to hold this job the entire year? Click no. Because when it's talking about the entire year, it's talking about the entire calendar year of 2021. If you get hired in February 2021, then you could not have held the job the entire calendar year of 2021. It is physically and literally impossible. What dates do you expect to hold a job this year? So just provide the date you expect to hold the job. And if that is, and I'm pretty sure, I'm not positive because I haven't looked at this before. I just thought, it'd be kind of a little bit, it'd be a little fun to kind of do it as I go along, right? So I would assume that it would stop at 2021. So if you expect to hold it past 2021, then you would just put December 31st, 2021. And then enter the total wages you expect to receive. And so you would just write the total expected wages for in 2021 for this job, and not any wages in any years prior. So let's start. I'm not going to use any of my past paychecks. Like I said, we're kind of going to make up this profile as we go, right? So, and this is a 5-step process, and then step 6 gives you the results. So let's start off. Filing status. What filing status will you use for your tax return? The options are single, married filing jointly, married filing separately, head of household, or qualifying widower. I'm going to do married filed separately. What this means is that you would file yours and your spouse would file hers or his or theirs. Yeah. And then if you were to file jointly, then they would both be filed once. Myself and my spouse, right? And then after you click a question or click your response, it's gonna say, may another taxpayer claim you as a dependent on their tax return? I'm gonna say no, because you are, or because I am married. And then step 2 of 5 in this, it's not step 2 of 5. I'm going to say it's like it's a 5-step process, but they're like sub-steps in each step. So 2 of 5 dependents. You plan to claim dependents on your tax return. I'm going to say yes. And I claim 6 dependents because I just wanted to have a lot of kids. Do you or will you hold a job this year with paychecks from which federal income tax is regularly withheld? Yes. How many jobs do you expect to hold this year include jobs you no longer hold? So when it's talking about this year, it's talking about the calendar year, January 1st, 2021 to December 31st, 2021. Myself personally, I've had one job. I think one, yeah, because I did. I'm pretty sure I stopped my second job before the new year. We're going to go with one job. And then will I receive income from a pension this year? Now, a pension is, it's a pension. I'm just going to, because I clicked the question mark right next to the pension word. So you kind of have those things, those symbols, or if you don't understand something, they have like a little help button and it explains it. So this explains the pension. If you receive retirement benefits in the form of pension or an annuity payments, I think that's how you pronounce that, from a qualified employer retirement plan, all or some portion of the amount you receive may be taxable. So I'm going to say, no, I'm not going to receive income from a pension. And then check all that apply to you, and it's just other sources of income and tax payments. So I'm going to say add taxes, withheld or made estimated pay taxes for income, such as dividends, interest, distributions from an IRA, 401k plan, or trust, and then receive a scholarship or grant that must be counted as income. Kind of just show some stuff. Demographics, I will be 65 or older on January 1st, 2022, and I am blind. I'm going to go with the 65 or older. So your job, now we're on step 2 of the estimator, income and withholding. So your job, do you expect to hold this job the entire year? Yes, I do. How frequently am I paid? Well, this step, I just, Okay, actually, this looks kind of confusing because it asks how frequently are you paid. It says weekly, every 2 weeks, twice monthly, once a month. Now, on average, I'm pretty sure. Okay, nope, I'm going to not say that because that was going to sound kind of dumb. But actually, yeah, I'm just not going to say that. I'm going to say I get paid once a month because I would like to sound like I know what I'm talking about on this podcast, and for me to say whatever I was about to say, acting like I have not known this for years on top of years on top of years now, would have kind of been a dumb question. So I'm glad I stopped myself. And then on what date did my most recent pay period end? I'm just going to say the 15th, because that is literally the last date my recent pay period ended. Actually, no, that's when I got paid. So it would have ended on the 9th. Enter the total wages you expect to receive this year. So, you know what? I'm going to say, this is not including bonuses. I'm going to say $134,000. All right, because I'm just big like that. Enter any bonuses have already received this year. I'm going to say 0. Expect to receive later this year. I'm going to say $400. So my employer will withhold the appropriate taxes from the strategic bonus. I'm going to check this box. Using your last pay statement, enter the federal income taxes withheld year to date. So I'm going to say this is going off. I can't remember exactly how many federal taxes have been withheld. in my actual paycheck. But for right now's purposes, if I'm making $134,000 and I'm getting paid once a month, then I'm going to say I have my taxes, $2,000 worth of taxes been withheld. Per pay period, I'm going to say about, like 180. Did you or will you contribute to a tax-deferred retirement plan such as a 401k? I'm going to say yes. How much do you anticipate contributing per year? Make 134,000. I'm going to say 20,000. All right. Did you or will you contribute to an HSA, FSA, pre-tax child care credit account or other cafeteria plan? No. And then it's going to ask for your other sources of income and tax payment. Scholarship or grant that must be counted as income. I'm going to say a $15,000 scholarship and any other federal income tax you have paid this year. And I'm going to say zero. Next. Right now, I'm kind of just putting in numbers. We're on step three, adjustments. So most adjustments to income. Most taxpayers don't have a large enough adjustment to have a significant impact on their tax obligation. So do you want to go to the next step without including adjustments, or would you like to see a possible adjustments? I'm just going to go to the next step. Now we're on deductions. So deductions reduce the amount of income of your income subject to income tax. Most taxpayers take the standard deduction. Would you like to take the standard or itemize your deduction? I'm going to take the standard, move on to tax credits, the final step. Based on your inputs, you qualify for tax credits for your dependents. Tax credits are amounts you subtract directly from your tax obligation. Do you want to learn more or finish and get your results without tax credits? I'm going to see my tax credits. So, child and dependent related, you have six dependents. Let me see. Enter the number of qualifying children under 17. I'm going to say two of my kids are under 17. The rest are like in their 30s or something because I'm about to retire in a couple of years. So, right, sorry. Child and dependent care tax credit, select the number of qualifying persons. I'm gonna go with a nice little three. Enter an estimate of your work-related child and dependent care expenses. Well, I have two kids under the age of 17, and this would be a little bit easier if I knew how much my parents contributed to me a year. But I make $134,000 a year, so I'm going to say that between both of my kids, $5,000. I don't know if that's high, I don't know if that's low, I don't know if that's pretty good. All right, but I'll figure that out eventually when I have kids, if I have kids. Hopefully, I do. Earned income tax credit. Select the number of qualifying children since the tax withholding estimator simply provides an estimate based on your inputs. Please use the help button for more information. So, I have two qualifying children. Adoption tax credit. Don't have any adopted children. And let me see. Foreign tax credit. $0. Educational. Tax credit $0. Retirement savings, I'm gonna go with 10,000. I'm a homeowner. Residential energy credit, So I'm gonna say $5,000. I say $5,000 from maybe putting solar panels on my roof. Mortgage in interest credits. So, no, zero. Elderly or disabled, zero. Business, zero. Alternative minimum tax, prior year alternative minimum tax credit, let's say another 5,000. And energy efficient vehicles. Unfortunately, all of my cars are gasoline cars. I kind of mix the word gas with car. I don't know. So I'm put zero for all three of these because now I have a diesel truck. All right, so now we are at my results. So I might not have done this pretty good. So it says if you do your results based on the information you entered, if you do not change your withholding, you are likely to get a refund. Wait, no, that's good then. I looked at it wrong. Expected tax withholding is $2,988. Anticipated tax obligation is zero, which means estimated overpayment is $2,998, right? So, and then if you don't like the results, you want to change it, then there's a slider where you can kind of adjust your withholding for how much you want to, how much you like refunded. So say I didn't like that result and I said I wanted a refund of approximately $3,750. And it tells me that to get my desired refund amount, I will need about $350 withheld from each paycheck, which is 170 more than my current tax withholding. So this basically just kind of shows you everything. Just shows you all everything that you put in and how it's going to affect your paycheck. And so like you can print this if you want, and I guess like take it to your take it to your job. Sorry, I had a blank. If something is incorrect based on this estimate and based on how much your taxes are being withheld, that's kind of that. So, on that note, what I'm going to do is we're going to take a break and we will come back. We're going to talk a little bit about Social Security and Medicare withholding rates. And after that will be the episode. So thank you, and we'll be right back. All right, and welcome back. So we are going to quickly talk about the IRS's topic number 751, Social Security and Medicare withholding rates. So as said in this topic number, taxes under the Federal Insurance Contributions Act, which is FICA, are composed of the old age survivors and disabilities insurance taxes, also known as Social Security taxes, and the hospital insurance tax, also known as Medicare taxes. So different rates apply. So the current tax rate for Social Security is 6.2% for the employer and 6.2% for the employee, or 12% or 12.4% total. So that means 6.2% of your paycheck, if you are employed by a company, will be 6.2% of your paycheck if you're employed by a company will be taken out for your Social Security. And like I said, you will get that back when you retire. That is yours to keep, but it's basically an involuntary savings, right? If you are self-employed, then you're going to have 12.4% taken out for Social Security because you are the employer and the employee. So the current rate for Medicare is 1.45% for the employer and 1.45% for the employee, or 2.9% total. So, like I said, if you are like me, an employee working for a corporation, then you only have 1.45% of your paycheck taken out and withheld for Medicare. Like I said, this money comes back to you once you retire. This is your money. It's just an involuntary savings. If you are self-employed, then you're going to have 2.9% of that paycheck taken out because you are the employer and the employee. And then, so yeah, there's a tax guide that you can refer to for more information if you're confused on that. And then there's another tax guide for information to allow employers to defer withholding a payment of the employee's share of Social Security taxes of certain employees. So, and then on top of that, you have additional Medicare tax withholding. So, as the Internal Revenue System states so beautifully, additional Medicare tax applies to an individual's Medicare wages that exceed a threshold amount based on the taxpayer's filing status. Employers are responsible for withholding the 0.9% additional Medicare tax on an individual's wages paid in excess of $200,000 in a calendar year without regard to filing status. An employer is required to begin withholding additional Medicare tax in the pay period in which it pays wages in excess of $200,000 to an employee and continues to withhold it each pay period until the end of the calendar year. So there's no employer match for additional Medicare tax. And then for more information, they have some additional forms and question and answer forms, which you can go check out. Sorry about that. There's something going on with my nose there. Then you have the wage-based limits under this topic number 751. And so only the Social Security tax has the wage-based limit. And so this is just the maximum wage that's subject to the tax for that year. For example, earnings in 2021, the wage-based limit is $142,800, which means that once you reach that amount, taken out of your paychecks in a calendar year for your Social Security, they're not taking any more out. So you can have up to $142,800 taken out of your paychecks, as part of your Social Security tax until it stops, right? So that's brain fart. Yeah, that's just the max. I don't know. I was about to say something else, and I kind of forgot about that. Not forgot about it. I have no idea. Anyways, and then there's no wage base limit for Medicare tax, and all covered wages are subject to Medicare tax, which means you can have as much Medicare tax taken out of your paycheck and put into your to basically a Medicare account for you as possible. And so that's that on that. It's kind of short and sweet. Is not a lot to it. And it's not very complicated either. Like with tax withholding, there's a lot more going on because it depends on a lot of extra factors. The simple thing about Medicare and Social Security is that it does not matter what your filing status is, you're gonna have so much taken out of your paycheck, every paycheck until except like you're reaching that wage base limit for Social Security. It's gonna be that same amount, no matter how many dependents you have. The only thing that might affect it is the number of jobs you have, but like I said, you kind of deal with that stuff in your W-4 form, where you talk about extra jobs, dependents, that kind of stuff, and all of those extra factors. Finally, I want to talk about filing your federal taxes. This kind of ties back into the tax return thing, so this is something that everybody needs to know how to do. It's something that everybody will do at some point in their life if they have not already, right? So IRS Free File. This is the internal revenue system of filing your federal income tax. So there's an IRS Free File system, and it lets you prepare and file your federal income tax online for free. And so what you do is we're gonna kind of do this like the trial, like when we did with the tax withholding estimate. So what you do is you just pick an option based on your income. Like I said, I'm just gonna choose make another profile. Actually, first let me talk about IRS Free File. Then we'll go into the testing stages, right? So IRS Free File program is the public-private partnership between the IRS and many tax preparation and filing software industry leaders who provide their brand name products for free. It provides two ways for taxpayers to prepare and file their federal income tax online for free. Traditional IRS Free File provides free online tax preparation and filing options on IRS partner sites. Our partners are online tax preparation companies that develop and deliver this service at no cost to qualifying taxpayers. And then note that only taxpayers whose adjusted gross income or AGI is $72,000 or less qualify for any IRS Free File partner offers. And then you also have the Free File fillable forms, which are electronic federal tax forms you can fill out and file online for free. And if you choose this option, you should know how to prepare your own tax return. So the traditional IRS Free File, it kind of does it all for you. The Free File fillable forms, you kind of have to know how to do a little bit of extra stuff on your own. But they essentially provide the same benefits, but it the which one you file depends on your income, so it's not really kind of a choice. We'll get to and then like I said, please note it's only the IRS Free File option available for taxpayers whose income AGI is greater than $72,000 or 134 something over $72,000, right? So that means I'm going to choose the Free File fillable forms, and so prepare paper forms properly, and then I should know. And then, like, it kind of gives me some basic calculations with limited guidance. On that note, we are going to end this episode. Thank you all for joining me today. That was episode 4 for you, and which means that we can start to expect to see some guests coming in on the next episode. Once again, I'm sorry I was not able to do the research and upload the video last Thursday. And because of that, our new upload dates will be on Tuesdays. Tuesdays might push that back to Wednesdays later on, or as I start back school. Honestly, that probably will have to I actually will probably end up going back to Thursday at some point, because I get, hopefully, I'm gonna start having early dismissals on Wednesdays again. They kind of stopped that last year because of COVID and we started late, but hopefully they bring it back. And if they do, then we'll probably end up pushing those upload dates to Thursday. I'll just record the episode after school Wednesday and, go from there. But once again, thank you for sitting in on this episode with me. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you learned something new. I know I did. I know that I will now be looking out more on my paychecks, on my withholding tax, whatnot, making sure that I'm having the right amount of tax withheld from my paycheck each week. I'm not losing any money, and I'm not making too much extra money that will cause me to pay a tax bill or get in trouble with somebody, right? So thank you for listening in, and we hope to see you here with us next time.